I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
G'day. Up to sitting there.
Been doing movies or what?
Do you movie? Yeah, I movie. iMovie. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Oh, crap. Story of the iPod.
Now, I got out into the real world, actually, this week.
Did you go to the cinema?
No, it's I actually went to see something happening.
Why are you scared of him going to the cinema, though? I don't understand.
No, it's exciting.
Yep, they're open. His movie's on. But I went to see something happen in real life in front of my very own eyes, which was the taping of the very first episode of Taskmaster Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which my favourite series of comedians doing absurd things is coming back for another round on TVNZ sometime this winter. But I managed to go undercover into the studio audience. Mm-hmm. To check it out.
How was it?
Was going really well until the warm-up comedian. Well, the first thing I learned was never sit on an aisle at any kind of comedy event, much less so when you're a studio audience and there's a warm-up comedian that's trying to get everyone jazzed and
do you get picked on?
Get in there a little bit. And of course,
do
then
you have any tomatoes or anything?
I wasn't smart enough when he asked me my name and what I did for a living to say my name's Mark and I service photocopiers. So I blew my cover almost instantly. Luckily, was never going to run scuttlebutt about the behind-the-scenes activities.
You should have just acted super foreign.
Ooh.
That's how you
were
get
you
out.
Were you like, back off, mate, I'm reviewing this on Thursday on BFM?
No, I was just trying to project go-away vibes, and those go-away vibes actually seem to be...
I'm
just going to keep talking to you. Yeah. But it was great to watch the thing unfold, because without... getting into the things I can't talk about actually what happened, the way they film the episode is basically, it's not rocket science, they just do it chronologically. Mm. When they throw to the individual tasks that the comedians have been performing, there's a bloody big screen. Mm. So we got to see this thing kind of run how it runs. It'll get trimmed back in edit, but really good chemistry. And considering it was the first episode that they'd done, the new batch of contestants fits together really well. Well, who do we have there? We've got David Correos, Guy Montgomery, Laura Daniel, Matt Heath, and Ursula Carlson.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like good split. Mm-hmm. I mean, arguably the villain of the show is already cast in the form of Matt Heath. There's a bit of a generation gap between Heath and Carlson and the rest of them. Jeremy Wells is back, and is Paul Williams. And yeah, I think it's off to a good start, so we'll be seeing that soon-ish.
Just back to the crowd warm-up stuff. Yeah. That's actually what's piqued my interest the most. Did you a couple of glasses of wine as well? Do they?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No.
Do they not get everybody a little bit jazzed?
Well, I think that one of the things... how long's the taping? It's probably about just over 2 hours. So I think sustaining a audience energy level, particularly with applause and whoops and hollers, kind of got to just like let people...
keep
be
it
as
fresh.
Normal as possible, yeah. But just with a bit of comedy thrown at you. No, nothing. I've got a bit envious actually because I will divulge this.
Go on.
After they cut, they'd sometimes come out with some lollies and chocolate for the contestants and hosts to keep their energy levels up. But none for
fruit
us.
Booths?
Unclear. I saw a worm. I saw a.
Probably the natural companies. They're quite nice.
Yeah,
John likes them.
Yeah. So that's a little while away, but I did go to TVNZ On Demand and saw that not only is the first season available to stream, but there's like 9 or 10 seasons of the UK one, 80 episodes of the UK one. So if you need some stuff to do.
How would you rate the New Zealand?
To go do the stuff that you need to do.
How would you rate the New Zealand season on reflection, the first season?
Once I stopped comparing it personality-wise to the UK one, like the format's really good. Mm. I think the show settled in after a couple of episodes. Jeremy Wells is quite a different TV presence to Greg Davis. Greg Davis has got, because he was one, a real school teacher kind of vibe, and is kind of like a quite no-nonsense in a I'm just sick of all your shit kind of way, whereas Jeremy Wells is a bit more composed, a bit more arch,
Bit more newsreader of the whole country kind of vibe.
A little bit, but I think he leant into, like, the show does thrive on the host being a bit mean, and as the New Zealand one went on, Jeremy found a way to do that that was, I think, fitting with his personality.
Surely, first couple good of, outlet for him,
the,
surely.
The first couple of episodes, they're a little bit also a little bit preoccupied with trying to explain how the show worked, and it's a ridiculously complicated show to explain.
Yeah.
You can only really say, we've got five people that are here every week doing stupid tasks and we allocate them some arbitrary points.
Mm-hmm.
Anything more than that, it just starts to get really convoluted. So, yeah, check it out. The other thing I've enjoyed this week was...
one more thing. Are they doing original tasks or using the tasks that they the same one from
that's
England?
That's a very good question. A couple seemed familiar last season.
Because that's a bit of a trap. Hopefully they don't do that.
Yeah, but I think also, like, if you've got a format which it'll be being made under the supervision of the UK,
they're well thought out ideas.
There'll be a show bible and all these resources available, and probably a lot of that stuff might even need to get signed off.
Got to crawl if you can walk as well
before they go into production. So yeah, I think repeating the old thing isn't terribly bad for the viewer but what seems to happen in the UK is that all the people coming on the show binge watch everything that's happened before and kind of prepare themselves.
Right.
We want these people to be as unprepared as possible and make as big of a dicks of themselves as possible.
Okay.
I mean, surely that's the most satisfying part of a show like this.
Certainly.
Now, the other thing I enjoyed this week was Mayor of Easttown, the Kate Winslet small town drama.
Have
cop
you blasted,
show.
Blasted out?
It's
completed?
Dunsky. It's Dunsky. Oh, yeah. Seven episodes, really satisfying. Satisfying ending. There's some talk that there might... Kate Winslet wants to do another season. The show creators were like, we thought we ended it.
Satisfying ending.
Think about making another one. But it was only conceived as a one-season show, so that might be it. If you haven't watched this yet, it's really worth checking out. And as usual, finale of a mystery show comes on. Within seconds, people are spoiling it on social media. I kind of grew to think of the show as less of a whodunit than a wheredunit. It's really kind of about the place it's set in and the people that live there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got some stuff spoiled, I reckon the show's still good.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't hinge on, like, it'd be annoying. It's always annoying.
Is it on
to,
Neon? Neon?
Yeah, it's a Neon one.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sweet.
I watched Army of the Dead. That was all right.
It's all right.
It's like a watchable movie.
Yeah. Mm. Did you watch it solo, or did you have a group of people to point and laugh at it?
Solo, with? Daytime.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's probably what it. That's probably what all good. It deserves. John?
Nothing.
I told John to watch The Phenomenon.
Tried to find it. Anyone out there?
UFO documentary. Well, I mean, I've sent you a link. So, it came out in 2020, and it's quite a good UFO documentary if you want to get up to speed on what's going on, everyone, with this UFO situation.
Do you think the UFO community, particularly people that have made
UAP,
films?
I should have said that. Okay. That's my
UAP,
fault.
UAP. Is the community who maybe makes these videos and sells them, are they sort of looking nervously at the fact that they'll be possibly superseded in a few weeks' time?
I don't know. I think they're just fizzing at the fact that UFOs have been confirmed, and so they're not complete maniacs at this point. There's some validation there for quite a massive group of people if you consider the phenomenon itself.
I'm considering.
I mean, who hasn't seen a UFO? Who hasn't?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we're untrained, so heaps of things are UFOs to me, but...
Yeah, I mean, I've
we're talking about high army personnel and whatnot now. We're in bigger water.
Yeah, no, I think...
It's exciting stuff.
I think that those are two quite different lifestyles.
Yeah. Good, I'm glad we managed to get this chat to UFOs, so it's sort of...
That's good, you can tick that one off for today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wait for Taskmaster, watch Mayor of Easttown. See you next week.
Bye. Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.